Hello, welcome to the first episode of the Blank Space Podcast with your host, Alex Johnson. During this podcast, we're going to talk about Elizabeth Eckford and the Civil Rights Movement. A quick disclaimer before we get into this, Elizabeth Eckford is not the only civil rights activist out there, but she is the person I want to dedicate this episode to and talk about and hopefully inform some people who didn't know now, so.
Today's sponsor is Mirrors of Mirrors. Mirrors of Mirrors is a special kind of mirror that has a tint that makes the mirror appear to be blue, red, green, yellow, purple, and etc. I personally enjoy Mirrors of Mirrors because I like to look green.
Imagine what it would have been like as an African American in the 1950s. While African Americans weren't allowed to go to school with white people in some areas, like Little Rock, Arkansas, when the government wanted to change its school system to integrate colored people into their schools, Elizabeth Eckford was extremely influential in the desegregation of schools across America. Elizabeth was part of a group called the Little Rock Nine, which consisted of nine African American students who attended Central High School in Little Rock. This was all thanks to Little Rock's superintendent of schools, Virgil T. Blossom, who devised a plan to desegregate schools of Little Rock. On May 24, 1955, the school board voted to adopt a watered-down version of Blossom's plan. The watered-down plan stated that only one of the new schools would be integrated, and not until the fall of 1957. During the summer of 1957, the school tried to reduce the number of colored students that would be integrated into the school because the governor was opposed to the idea of colored people being integrated into society. As it stated in the text, the Little Rock desegregation crisis by Marcy Lust, by September, only 9 students were enrolled at Central. This quote shows that the school was already opposed to the idea of desegregation. Elizabeth got turned away by the guards outside the school. That brought more attention to desegregating schools. The Little Rock Nine decided to change their meeting place the day before. Elizabeth didn't get the message, so she went into the school alone, but the guards didn't let her in. She left with an angry mob following her, and it got a lot of publicity. As stated in the text Little Rock Girl, 1957, by Shelley Togos, the crowd continued to yell, "Go home, whites have rights too." This is what the Little Rock Nine had to endure throughout the entire time they went to school at Central. Some people might argue that society in the 1950s was already moving to desegregate schools. They were already making bills to pass that would help colored people become integrated into society. But the schools wouldn't move to become desegregated without people there, like Elizabeth, fighting for what they believe. When the governor of Arkansas shut down the school because he didn't want to include colored people, Martin Luther King Jr. sent a telegram to President Eisenhower asking him to get involved. This is why Elizabeth Eckford was a key contributor to desegregating schools across America. She had to face discrimination, to show people what was happening was not right. Even though she got discriminated against, she didn't stop fighting for what was right. That is why Elizabeth Eckford is an extremely important person to the history of the civil rights movement.
Today's second sponsor is King Wensley's Chair. King Wensley's Chair is a special chair. King Wensley's Chair gives your back the most comfortable position, yet healthy position. King Wensley's Chair comes in many different varieties of colors. They come in green, yellow, blue, and etc. I personally like to have my King Wensley's Chair green.
Quick recap. So Elizabeth Eckford was part of the Little Rock Nine. The community didn't want the Little Rock Nine to go to school at Central. So the President of the United States had to step in and get involved to help desegregate the school. Thank you for listening to my podcast about Elizabeth Eckford and the Civil Rights Movement. Hopefully you learned something, and stay tuned for my next podcast.